my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS took her.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a red up.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle SU.
Yep, I said, Nelson's bleeding today.
And I'll say it right to the camera, stop it.
Hold it, mate.
Run, please.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're gonna get this Terramax out. You're gonna live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Sack.
You want to start?
No, are we ready? Do you got to read something first?
Yeah, I'm ready, and I wrote it.
Oh, you already read out the thing?
I wrote the lead in, and I'll start by asking you questions about...
my day at Starbucks. How about that?
Yeah.
You want to hear about that?
That's what we'll do. You ready?
So I was just craving. Oh, yeah. It's really
all right, here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start the show.
Oh, I thought you already did.
I did, but I'm starting it now, too.
Oh, cool.
Hello, because it'll lead in, you'll see. Hello and welcome to another adventurous romp through your local supermarket Starbucks with Internet Chronicle's very own Hatesuck. That's me, an Adventure Wars journalist and senior editor at Internet Chronicle, Kilgore Troutman. We come to you tonight with hate in our hearts, ladies and gentlemen, for the duration of this show as the cold winds howl across the horizon. That's because we took our Terramax. As prescribed in Dr. Troubadour's Patriot Package, complete with Terramax, iodine, and cyanide capsules. Get your Patriot...
$29.99.
It's... $29.99. Well, that's what it normally costs, but we're offering it absolutely free with the purchase...
What? You're kidding me. No. Really?
It comes...
No.
It comes free with the purchase of on-air advertising at this show, Hate Radio. The Internet Chronicle is brought to you proudly by Liebel Drucker Incorporated. Let's start the show. Kilgore, good evening.
Hey, good evening.
Now, here's how I understand it. As Elon Musk predicted in our May 29th story, the good people of InfoWars have taken to shitting openly in the streets. They're doing this as a form of protest, and they're shitting in Starbucks. Can you corroborate this with your observations in the field?
Jesus Christ, what a question.
You say you were at Starbucks today?
I went to Starbucks today to get myself a sugary iced coffee. Doused with vanilla syrup. Really, just it's kind of like I like to do it like they did the Mega Slurpee.
Sounds like a sticky coffee.
Yeah, nice sticky, goopy vanilla paste. And I,
sounds like a mess and a gom.
It was a mess and a gom. I was leaving. There's just syrup everywhere. Anyway, that was just my own. What do you call it when you want to eat too much? It's a sin.
You're a glutton.
That's my gluttony causing a big mess and a gom. But there were some people when I went to take a piss in the bathroom who were just like wild animals in there. You could see him just, this guy was like crouched over the urinal pooping in it and had his hands up in it and was smearing it all over the place. And I was like,
you walked in right as he was smearing it?
What is this, some horror movie? But he wasn't alone. There were three other guys doing weird shit, smearing shit. And,
wait, so you noticed the one guy in the urinal, but then there were these other three guys and they're all doing the same thing.
Yeah. And I thought it was like, Well, you don't want to say a David Lynch movie because it doesn't usually got to get to that level.
It's just like Salo 120 Days of Sodom.
Yeah, dude, I don't know what you would call it, but I think it's End Times. If you're, I don't know what Sodom is, but that's.
Is this the benchmark?
If God is about to, if God will do that to Sodom, then we're really on the brink here.
But these were InfoWars people because they had the bracelets on. Is that how you knew?
Good God, no. Well, I didn't know. But I do know that Paul Joseph Watson tweeted,
PJW.
Remember, Starbucks is now the world's biggest public toilet.
Oh, don't that's right.
Pay them a friendly visit at every available opportunity.
And so you think it's just a joke?
No, no. I remembered this there, and I was like, who did 9/11? And then all the guys with shit. They didn't fling it towards me, but they did stop for a second, and they said, the Jews. They just went into this kind of screaming about Jews mania for a second before they got back to the shit smearing.
It sounds like the bathroom has become a place of important public social discourse.
I mean, you could even say ritual, and you know... like this is how some people are dealing with the terror of history right now, is that this change in Starbucks where anyone can now use it is to them, you know, I don't know what they're acting out here. You tell me.
It sounds to me like this has opened the doorway to some kind of ritual smearing experience for people. This is.
I don't know if it's a new, if it's going to catch on as a kind of thing they do again and again.
Is this how they're supposed to reach inside and this is maybe they're smearing their shit is to smear the shit on our society.
Well, that's what they've been doing basically with their with the media, right? With the InfoWars. That's what InfoWars is someone. Kind of shitting in public.
It is. It's like he's like a baby, like slapping his arms up and down and yelling and shitting his pants.
Yeah, but these were old men. These were old men. And well, speaking of old men, did you know that Donald Trump wears a Depends? Have you heard that? Yeah, he wears Depends.
No. I think I'm at the point where I'll believe just about anything, but how do we know he wears big old adult diapers?
It might not be Depends brand, exactly.
No, Depends are what commoners wear. He's got something that's like made out of a single-use material.
How do you think he does it? What kind of diapers, adult diapers, do you think he wears?
They're made from leather, aren't they? They're just made out of people.
No. Jesus Christ, I hope not.
And he's, you know, that's he's shitting grim. On somebody's Why, face.
I mean, I don't think that would be very... probably some kind of polymer.
It wouldn't be presidential.
Some kind of fiberglass that just is bulletproof as well. God only knows.
So, is he really... does he have incontinence problems?
Oh, yeah, he wears adult diapers. You didn't hear that?
No, I didn't hear.
I think I read it on Huffington Post somewhere.
And you didn't read it to me?
well, I haven't written it yet. See, there's two fake stories I want to write. The one about the Depends. And separate from that,
that's
but
a good
on
one.
The same wavelength, this the InfoWars fan shitting. All over the Starbucks.
So now it comes out. These are your pitches for story ideas at Internet Chronicle.
Yeah, that's all they are. I mean, honestly.
You didn't really walk in to InfoWars shitting in the public restroom.
I mean, metaphorically, yeah. I did every time I see them on Twitter.
Talk about the Patriot package. Remember those two InfoWars people that I used to run into, and It was when I worked at that video store, and they gave me copies of the Obama deception. They wanted me to rent them out to people.
Oh yeah, that was back when people were they were handing out DVDs of Alex Jones, like, what do you call them, like some kind of Mormons, door to door.
They want. I said I would have to enter it into my system and charge people money for this. I can't do that, but I can just leave it on the counter, and if somebody wants to borrow it, they can do that. And they said, you would do that for us? And I said, I said, yeah, of course. And so I put it, I put it in my bag or whatever right away, and I never put it out. But they would come in and they'd ask about the DVD, and they'd say, "What?
I borrowed it. And someone took it."
Yeah, I told them.
First person walked in, grabbed it up.
I'd say, and I told them that people would bring it back, and I had given it out to other people too.
And then you started advertising the Internet Chronicle there.
That's right, making up signs, and they would say, come up to me with that desperate, wild look in their eyes and go, "Do you know what's going on in this country?" And I'm like, "Yeah, of course I do. I run Internet Chronicle."
From now, it's a real sad thing that's happened to InfoWars. Most people must be in a state of total fear 24/7 at this point. And not only of the deep state and Hillary, but now they're afraid of their man himself, Alex Jones, and Trump too. They're now they just fear him, and they haven't, they used to just love him, but now they love him and fear him.
You can't promote that brand of paranoia and expect it to just blossom into psychophantasm or something.
I mean, at a certain point, it's got to break. They've got to turn to hating him.
Yeah, or they, it's interesting that they're turning on him like that, because usually you would see people do the opposite.
They fear him, but it's kind of like it doesn't make them they're cool with that fear to a degree.
It's and they'll kind of that proves to them that they're still got it. Like, yeah, I'm still skeptical. I still got it.
Nah. I don't know how they do that.
Say, I always knew Alex Jones. They could go to each other. Say, like, yeah, we all knew he was scum. We're just waiting for this to come out. But they still got a back channel. You can go on IRC. And and you can talk to them.
You think they'll be like, nah, man, InfoWars is the devil?
I'm actually going to go on there while we're talking. How much longer can we do?
No, keep going.
We can do another 15 easily. But yeah, those and they had that was actually the first time I ever saw InfoWars in the public, was on the back of their Jeep. It said InfoWars.com, and they wore the bracelets. And I would see their Jeep everywhere. And now that I think about it, they kind of reminded me of who was that man Jamie Joe Korn was with, the first guy?
Oh yeah,
Vinky Bastante.
You can't say that without making me laugh.
It's such a ridiculous name.
Hello, my name is Vincubus Dante. Vincubus Dante.
He thought it would sound sophisticated. Vincubus
Dante. I'm taking over the world with my blog.
And after I write this last paragraph, they'll all remember Vincubus Dante wrote that.
The anonymous investigation into my wife has led her to leave me for a younger trucker movement.
She'll bounce around forever. If you're listening to this, Jamie Jo Korn by now has a different name. And she could be living, in your bonus house on your property.
She's a dog napper, I'll tell you that.
she is rumored to... Now, Jamie Jo Korn started Press Storm, which way back when Lulzsec was still popping, and then Antisec spawned up, and then ProSec, they would gather around this supposedly neutral medium called Press Storm, which Jamie Jo Korn came up with, which is actually a genius idea that she had. It's just crazy that it totally spiraled out of control. And
well, right now there's a similar thing going on with WikiLeaks. Have you noticed?
Where?
It's hard to pay attention to them these days because they're just a fucking batshit dumb crap. But I'll tell you,
there's a hurricane of confusion around WikiLeaks.
There's a new blog that's run and published by Susie Dawson, and increasingly they're linking to it and trying to build it up and build a brand here. I've never seen anything like this blog.
WikiLeaks will link out to Susie Dawson's page.
Constantly.
To what end? What kind of points?
They're trying to, I mean...
This is their intercept.
They got to take Assange's place. He's done, right?
Yeah, he's finished.
And
he's about to...
They've got new ideas, fresh ideas. He's incommunicado.
He's about to talk to the State Department.
He's about cooked, yeah.
He'd stick a fork in him. He's done.
Well, he said he would, but they don't want to do it. They won't do it. He makes all these deals that no one will ever keep, as if he himself is a state, right? That's how he behaves, but all the states nobody recognizes him.
Is he staying just in a closet in the embassy now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've locked him, thrown away the key.
They took away his living room? He's just in a bedroom?
Julian Assange will remain isolated indefinitely as he has surpassed the limits of freedom of expression that Moreno invented. And Ecuador will prevent him from speaking about politics.
Yeah. The Ecuadorian embassy has had enough with them. They're probably feeling used, and they never really had a good relationship with the press to begin with. The free press in Ecuador is kind of fucked, right? I mean, it's a good narrative for him to hide behind, even if that's not the case, because here I am promoting it.
Well, right now there's a... election for president of the UN between Ecuador and I think Guatemala.
And if we don't speak carefully, we could affect the outcome of this election. Which is mm-hmm. why it's important what we say here at Hate Radio.
What really outraged them was the Catalan independence stuff.
That rattled their cages quite a bit.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So
it's
people
kind of like coming out as a Brexiteer.
People are defecating openly in the streets,
and they're doing it as a public, as a political message to their neighbors that, and what of like dominance, right? Like, oh well, if anyone can shit here, then I'm going to shit as if I were a deplorable. This is the deplorables who are doing the shitting. They're all wearing their deplorable t-shirts. I noticed that right away too.
Wow. You walked in on a real basket of deplorables.
Yeah, one of them had a proud deplorable. The other guy had a MAGA hat.
I worked with that guy. He said, I don't know what a deplorable... Hillary says I'm a deplorable. I don't even know what that is. But I guess I am one if she says it.
I'm a damn proud one, too.
Elon Musk said people would be self-mutilating, defecating openly in the streets, and even tearing their own faces off.
Well, what is this? An Iggy Pop concert? Good God. That's what I thought. I walked in on him, and I was like, what... Where are you guys, Gigi Allen's cover band? And they're like, nah, I'm deplorable.
I saw a great video of Gigi Allen really just yelling and freaking out. He was almost alone in the room. There was somebody brave enough to sit towards the front of the room, but he was like destroying the room. People were getting mad, and he was yelling back at them and fighting and having this vicious, violent, like yelling fight with, you know, with no one. There's nobody in front of him. There's like the room, the general, maybe 6 or 8 people that were standing there. And then when, after he had like, you know, cut his hand open, breaking their window out or something, and he did it for 25 minutes or something. And I thought, surely it's, you know, he's really done it now. He's never allowed back here. But as he closes the show, they start clapping for him anyway, even though he had just been beating them with chairs and stuff.
That's what they came for. They got their money's worth there, huh?
Yeah.
Small show. They got the hate. They got each got a bigger dose each. But I bet they were like, all right, this is great.
Because there were so few of them, each one was getting more and more of his hate.
Yeah, that's what the song Punch, Bite, Fuck is all about right there.
That's a good song, by the way. I wish Johnny Knoxville, if you're listening to this, you gotta publish the full Punch, Fight, Fuck by Jesco and Hank Williams the third.
It's published, you just gotta pay for it.
No, you can't.
Oh. He's just keeping it to himself like Martin Shkreli with that Wu-Tang album. Is this us playing this out?
So they're going to sit on that forever. They're never going to publish this. That doesn't belong.
Maybe they'll go on tour. You never know.
Jesco White and Hank Williams III.
Mega tour.
Shit kicking tour.
Yeah, they would. That would kick shit. I would go to it. Well, I'd go to either one of them on their own. Let's see what Jesco is. Jesco White touring?
Look up his tour dates.
Jesco White tickets. Jesco White concerts. No, he's not touring anytime soon, as far as I can see. Let's see here, bandsintown.com. Nope, nothing. Jesco White official Facebook, the living legend. Hey, Kentucky. Maybe he is touring. Maybe there's just not a... Yeah, here we go. He hasn't said anything since 2014. I don't think he's been very active.
Nah, man. He probably just is laying around all the time.
I don't know. He's probably punching, fighting, and fucking sometimes. That's what I like to imagine.
That documentary where they're all doing blow in his mom's house and she's crying while they're having a Coke party around her.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
You seen the interview where he's in jail?
Is from the documentary?
No, it's separate. It's a news footage.
No, I haven't seen
news
it.
Footage. Yeah, it's a raw. There's raw interview footage of him in prison.
Of Jesco.
When he was accused of a drug deal.
Is that back when he was stealing it, when he was a kid?
No, it's when he was older, maybe in his 50s or 60s even.
Oh, it just happened.
It was, I think, shortly after the Wild and Wonderful Whites came out. And, anyway, he got off on all charges. They didn't have a case on him.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. Well, obviously, he's a Jesco, you know?
He's a living legend. Of course, he got no case. You wasn't a huffing that gas. He was a violent person, though. A really violent person.
Well, until Elvis saved him. And Jesus, too.
We should get into Amway or something. Cause
get
we
into Amway? No, I need to get... What I need to do... What we need to do is just get into selling out really quick. Just sell it all out.
Well, we are offering...
The whole Label Joker brand.
Oh, my God.
Brand. Liquidate it, because you know what? I've seen what these fake news kids are doing today. And here in 5 years, we're out of business. So we better liquidate while we're still on the up and up.
We better get the Onion to buy us.
That's what's going to happen eventually. The Onion will buy us, and they'll be like, send their crazy ideas over here. That will ruin their Onion brand.
Well, taint and poison
there.
We'll
take them. And we'll just be the big taint hole, the hate hole.
It would... Our office really would feel like an abscess in the fucking... in the tooth of the Onion.
Yeah, but no one would know. We'd be totally on the DL.
They would, you know, because they would walk by us, and the place would just reek of marijuana, first of all. And then, there, you know, the lights are off. We're not there, or something. Buy us, Onion. We
I
won't
mean,
come
50
in.
Bucks a month, right? We'll put your logo up. We'll not put your logo up.
We'll slap it up.
Yeah, let's do some blackmailing jobs where we put people's logo up and say, pay us 50 bucks a month and we'll take it down.
Like those we'll guys at the bus terminal that stuff their CD into your hand and demand money for it.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, it's like those guys who register your name on .com.
And then they want thousands.
And then they put like something ugly up and yeah, they want thousands. Or they SEO your shit and put gross stuff in it or whatever.
There was about 10 or 15 years where if you went to a .com that seems like it should exist, but it didn't belong to the person, it would just be pornography and your search terms.
Yeah, that's still the case, mostly.
And I don't see what's wrong with that. I don't see how they make money.
I mean, I don't... What's wrong? Oh, I don't know. I guess they just do it by pure...
CPM.
Yeah, just CPM. You gotta... You just register hundreds and hundreds of them.
Did you ever, you were trying to do research and you went to a .com that doesn't exist and it shows you porn and your search results are there on the screen and from that point forward, the rest is just porn is all that you do for the next 45 minutes or an hour?
No, I've never done that.
You've never been interrupted?
No.
You had your workflow interrupted by a placeholder porn? And it triggered
you. One
time
I accidentally typed in goople.com and that was it for me for the day. I was gone.
I read a funny story on the internet about 10 years ago where this guy, for whatever reason, was going through his roommate's search history. This was back when, I guess, you had to share a computer because they were not as common or something.
All right. So we got a nosy creep going through.
Nosy creep is going through his roommate's fucking computer, and he sees that for 8 hours a day while he's at work, like his roommate is on this 8-hour pornography marathon where he's watching all the videos, clicking even more for 8 hours. This guy
does
will
he
go.
Move out? What does he do?
No, he posted it on the internet for us to see and laugh at.
Oh, I think it's fake then, right?
It could be, or it could be his own, and he's just trying to come to grips with it, so he's posting it online.
Yeah.
Like, is this normal?
He just wants to gauge everyone's reaction.
Yeah, and when they say, oh, that's fucking weird, he says, I know, right? Who would do that? And then all night, he's edging, trying to think of phone numbers he can call and shit.
Just jokes and jokes.
Alex Jones, man, in the bathrooms.
Yeah, that really hits it. That's a hit.
It's a funny image.
Some people would go on for 3 hours with that stuff. You know, we kind of mined it out. I think we got it all.
You walk in and there, you know, and there's just these naked fucking ape-like InfoWars people scooting their asses around on stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Now we're getting some imagery here. The smell is just so god-awful. You know, you just hold your breath because you're interested in seeing it, right? But you just can't stand the stench of these guys. Smear. Shit smears everywhere.
Like a dog scooting its, like, itchy vagina across the carpet. These guys with their hairy taints, their fucking old fat guts hanging down. Ugh, I guess this is what bathrooms, thanks for the bathroom, Starbucks. Yeah, that tweet was really kind of pushing for people to kind of, like, go shit in a Starbucks bathroom and make a mess of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think he'll get sued.
Hey, is this why the Starbucks in my neighborhood was closed? I walked by it and noticed it was closed, and they said that they were trying to reconnect to their values or something.
Jesus.
Yeah, and all the lights were off, and nobody was there.
Yeah, the InfoWars people trashed it.
What triggered InfoWars to say this about Starbucks? What did Starbucks do?
They opened their you remember this incident where there were, they've just been getting a lot of bad PR lately by kicking people out who, based on their race, right, or their class, right? So they're like, you know, they're loosening up their rules and I guess taking the code locks off of the bathrooms.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the code locks are kind of annoying, but I've heard them just yell the password across the place.
Right.
And
but anyway, there's been conflict and trouble afoot.
Because just simply because you don't have to buy a coffee at Starbucks to use the bathroom now?
Yeah. You know, it incenses their racism and classism and stuff. Because, well, now if anyone can use the bathroom, well, let's just go dump in there, right?
That's weird. That's like, what do they think? You should buy a coffee if you're going to be Starbucks.
Yeah, exactly, right?
I mean, I get why you don't want to let people just use the bathroom willy-nilly. You shouldn't have to let people use the bathroom, but who gives a fuck if you do? What do they care?
People who buy it, you know, here's the thing. It used to be people couldn't tolerate another race, but now you can't tolerate someone who doesn't buy coffee using the same bathroom as you. Well, that person with no money can use a bathroom now?
Right.
Now, it's like a, you see what it is.
These InfoWars writers are, they go to Starbucks every day for their syrup drink, and they're mad that special bathroom that was just for them is now going to have AIDS on the toilet seat from the bum who popped in.
So they say, InfoWarriors, go make the bums look bad. Right?
Looks like bathrooms, everybody can shit in them now, says InfoWars.
And then they have a little fecophilia party in there. And, Starbucks closes, wonders about its values for a minute.
I actually, dude, I kind of feel for the coffee house workers that have to clean that shit up, because now you're saying that people that, you know, that have no interest in coffee, they're just looking for a clean place to, like, shoot up or whatever, can go in your bathroom and do that and put blood around and stuff. People that buy a cup of coffee, chances are they're not also in there to do some bleedy, freaky shit in your bathroom, smear shit on the walls. But people that listen to InfoWars, they don't give a fuck.
Well, they're the ones who better end up being the real problem now.
Right.
But the ones you gotta watch out for. Not these heroin people who are probably pretty clean with it all.
Now it's the people who retweeted might be a good time to go use a public Starbucks bathroom, if you catch my drift. And he used a little emoji or something, didn't he? Like a poop emoji.
Exactly.
Sick fuck. This is Hate Radio, Radio Hate, brought to you proudly by the Internet Chronicle. I'm HateSec. This has been Kilgore. And Kilgore, tell the people to go fuck themselves.
Go fuck themselves. Go fuck yourselves.
You miserable pieces of garbage. Thanks for listening.
Once upon a time, just like in a nursery rhyme before Piggy turned swine. Me did wear for me fear, but me face like a shield, like a mask. And everybody think me cool and deadly. Nothing you could have said would have made me take it off. And if you get me nervous, I would have just laughed it off. And everybody think me cool and deadly. But not so long ago, just like in a picture show where the hero get a blow. My spirit get vexed and me get so restless that me get fearless and go bear my mother chest. Me never in the things so that it make out of glass. That the whole wide world could have seen right down to the beginning of my heart. How them twist up, how them tie up, how them tight up. Oh me heart. How it cut up, how it crawl up, how it scar up. It is a hard art to master, you know. This smiling and skinning your teeth. When your heart swell up, so tell you feel it a go bust. When you can't find the rhyme, you get the beat. When you can't find the answer, get the puzzle complete. So now me take off my mask and start to wear dark glass. But every so often, me have to take it off. And every now and then, you find me lost. Ever see me trials, see me crosses. Once upon a time, just like in a nursery rhyme before Piggy turned swine. Me did wear for me fear, but me face like a shield, like a mask. And everybody think me cool and deadly. Nothing you could have said would have made me take it off. And if you get me nervous, I would have just laughed it off. And everybody think me cool and deadly. But not so long ago, just like in a picture show where the hero get a blow. My spirit get vexed and me get so restless that me get fearless and go bear me mother chest. Me never in that thing says that it make out of glass. That the whole wide world could have seen right down to the beginning of me heart. How them twist up, how them tie up, how them tight up. Oh me heart. How it cut up, how it crawl up, how it scar up.
It is a hard art to master, you know. This smiling and skinning your teeth. When your heart swell up until you feel it like a bust. When you can't find the rhyme to fit the beat. When you can't find the answer fit the puzzle complete. So now me take off my mask and start to wear dark glass. But every so often, me have to take it off. And every now and then, find me lost. Who no ever see me trials, see me crosses.